Welcome once again, everybody, to Aging with Energy. It's Humble and Fred, the old guys travel show. Happy to be with you and talk about places around the world that old people can go. Brought to you by the Chamber Plan and the Retirement Sherpa.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace.
Well, we've Man, I thought I had, you know, we should get one of those things. You know, they in the old times you'd see people would have a map up on their wall somewhere, and they'd have little pins in all the places they've been.
Yes.
We should put out the, you know, if we really were marketers, we'd put out the AWE, Aging with Energy, Old Guys Map. And then people could follow along. And every time they listen to an episode, they
would put a little pin.
Put a little pin.
Oh, this is where Humble and Fred has been.
That's
and
right.
People would go, that's not where you've been. No, this is where Humble and Fred
that's right. Been. Or maybe it wouldn't be a pin. It might be like a little, like a magnet that would, you could, you know, the, you could just put it up on the, on your fringe. Jesus. That's right. This isn't where you've been. No, this, I'm following along with Aging with Energy. Oh, and I should too.
True man, true.
Where are we going today, Fred?
Well, Howie, the thing is, you know, you don't have to like hookers and pot to enjoy Amsterdam. You know, I've never been much of a pot smoker, and, you know, I've never done a hooker. Honestly, never have. But Delise and I, you know, we had a list of places we'd like to go, and Amsterdam was something, a place I always found intriguing when I saw a picture, so we flittered off to Amsterdam for a week. And, you know, often people say, a week in Amsterdam? That seems like a lot, you know. And going, before we went, a lot of people said that. You may have said that. Seems like a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we enjoyed it. You know, again, it's all perspective and frame of mind, and we had a real good time for a week in Amsterdam.
That is, well, I was there for only 3 or 4 days, but I can see it. I mean, it's besides the hookers and the pot, there's museums and there's culture, and it's a beautiful walking city.
We had an Airbnb right on a canal, and it was a few steps down from the street, and it was a very nice Airbnb, very spacious and comfortable. Right, as I say, on a canal, and on the canal were a lot of the boats, you know, the people live on. And we could have gotten one of those, but they're quite pricey, and Delise gets a bit queasy on the water. And, you know, I thought at the time, on a canal, it's not really going to move a lot. Anyway, didn't take that chance, but it was fascinating to look at the boats that people live on those canals. And, you know, just the whole network of canals is just very, very, it's compelling, really, because, you know, street after street or canal after canal.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see the way that's that city has been designed and how the people use it, it was pretty cool. It really was. And again, another walking city. We love to go to places and walk, and there you could walk. And of course, bicycles are huge in Amsterdam. In fact, a lot of the, you know, the pictures and video you see from Amsterdam, it's often on people on bikes. So it's another way to get around. And, you know, as hard as it is to appreciate, you know, every city isn't as big as Toronto. Like a place like Amsterdam, it's bigger in your mind than it is in reality. So you get there, and it's a very manageable city.
I would agree. And I was also saying, speaking of manageable, and we've had this conversation about Airbnbs before, and, you know, you did an Airbnb in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. I've done Airbnbs everywhere, including fairly recently in Europe. I've done it in Europe several times. I did it in the south of France with Charlie. I've done it in London. I did it with Randy, ex-wife Randy, in France. But talk, you know, for a lot of people our age who are a bit reticent about doing it, how manageable was the Airbnb experience in Amsterdam?
From what standpoint, man?
Well, just how much, for someone who's never done it, they think, well, where do you get where are the keys? How does it work? You know?
Oh, no, it's, you know, I mean, this was recently, so it was, you know, the type of thing. You go to you never see the proprietor.
Exactly.
You know, you hit a couple of buttons and you walk into the place. And as I said, everything we needed was there. And then you get a number if you have any problems, you know, phone the person. I never did. It was my first introduction to Nespresso. They had an espresso machine there.
Nice. Yeah, those are good.
When I went crazy on this thing, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
We did rent bikes to Lisa and I, but only for a couple of hours. We rented them for the day, but she was very, very nervous on a bicycle because people ride bikes there like they drive cars in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a local, you know the routes, you know the ins and outs, you know what you can and can't do. And they really don't have a lot of patience for tourists who are on bikes. So Delise felt nervous and vulnerable. So after a couple hours, we just ditched them and then it was back to walking. But again, manageable city as far as walking. Fantastic. Over the little bridges and up and down the canals. And there was a park called Vondel Park. It was just gorgeous where we went in and same thing, lay down, have a nap, and the beautiful flowers and trees and local buskers. And the beer was flowing. Enjoyed the beer.
Mm. And language-wise, the Dutch are like a lot of Europeans, but I found it particularly... More, everyone speaks a bunch of languages. They're very, very easy to understand, and they all speak English.
Yeah, no problem at all from that standpoint. And then at night, of course, you go out at night, and like any other tourist, we walk through the red light district, and it was fascinating and sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know that feeling? It's like when I go to a Peeler bar. It's like I always have this feel of sadness. Does that girl really want to be there? I had the feeling of the red light district, and you know, it didn't disappoint because it was as seedy and weird and like provocative as I thought it might be. Like it just hit on every note that way. It was like, wow, yeah, this is it. It's everything I've ever heard about. But again, you almost wanted to have a shower after walking. And we walked right up some of the laneways and everything. And the pot shops or the pot restaurants, very interesting. We never went into one of those. Maybe if I'd have been with a buddy or something, but Delise and I have never and don't smoke a lot of pot. So it was fun to stand outside and see these kids inside. Because this is...
Well, that's pre-legalized.
For a long time now.
Yeah. Huh? I'm sorry, you went there just pre-legalization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to see that, it was just to look in those places and see everybody sort of literally laying around smoking pot and listening to tunes. Again, at the time, it was something you'd always heard about and seen pictures of, and bang, there it was. Went to the Van Gogh Museum.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, very good. I was going to ask about that. Amazing.
Now, walk through the Anne Frank House. Another great story, if you know that story. And a weird feeling walking through that house and the story of her being hidden away for all that time. So definitely something to see. And we went on a day trip to a windmill, Howard. Yes, we did. I'm not sure that's something you would do.
You don't know that. If I'm in Amsterdam, I might go to a windmill. But get back to the pot for a second, because I went there with the great Dan Durant.
Right.
We were really young. I was like, I might have been 22. He would have been 24. Like that was my very first time in Europe, and I was a fairly regular pot smoker even by then, but I was not ready for the kind of pot quality they had then, and Dan and I didn't go to one of those rooms you described. We just went to a cafe, ordered some hash, smoked it, then went to one of the museums. I don't know if it was the Van Gogh one, and then I just remember feeling overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was too much for me because I never
paranoid. Really, paranoid,
yeah, a little
like?
Paranoid and that's too what high.
I get. Yeah, yeah.
Because I rarely, maybe back when I was younger, I did. But I said to Dan, I remember saying, "We have to leave." He's like, "What?" Mm-hmm. I go, "We have to get out of here." It was just like too much for me. Yeah, well,
just like the New York episode.
Yeah, except
I've had too much. I must leave. Time to puke now.
Yeah, except I didn't throw up. I had to go lie down in our hotel. But it is a fascinating city, and maybe I should go back there as a grown-up some point when I grow up.
Yeah, we did our little day trip. We lined up with other people, and it was one of the canals. We got on a boat, and we took it out to some windmill, and we walked up the windmill and down the windmill, and we saw a nursery or, you know, a hothouse where they were growing beautiful flowers. And yeah, it was a lovely experience. Food, Howard, same thing. Take it or leave it. Seemed to be a lot of fried stuff, schnitzel-looking stuff, Dutch food. It was okay. Nothing. Not the big highlight of the trip.
Well, you know, there are only a few places in the world that are, you know. I mean, again, we've talked about this in Italy. Mm-hmm. Great Italian food, but, you know, after a few days, you're like, okay, I've had enough of this. Same with Greece, you know.
Although I should say there were some interesting curries available there. But again, when you go to a place like Amsterdam, I'm there to sort of test the local food. And what I would deem as the local food really didn't do a lot for me, rather bland. So, But it's quite diverse, obviously, Amsterdam nowadays, too. So there was some nice curry shops. And
did whatever. You? So you went to a windmill. Did you buy any wooden shoes? Did you walk?
Yes. In? You know what? If this was a television show, I could walk to the next room and get Delisa's idea, buy one of these big wooden shoes and make a little planter out of it.
Oh, very
nice.
Of
course, we never did.
No.
We never did.
So now it's just a big giant.
Still in the storeroom.
Come on.
Telling you.
Telling dia. I'm believing ya. Well, there you have it. Another episode.
Yeah.
Amsterdam with Freddie and Dahl. And as always, we appreciate you traveling along with us. And don't forget to get your Aging with Energy commemorative map so you can follow along at home. As always, brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa and the Chamber Plan.